1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan at the White House.
I don't know anybody who honestly believes climate change is not a serious problem.
And at the UN.
Climate change is here. It is terrifying. And it is just the beginning.
Leaders speaking out as July nears a close as likely the hottest month on record. Parts of the U.S. and southern Europe have been in the high heat zone for weeks. Now the heat dome is invading the East Coast. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
Our city is under excessive heat warning. The heat index will be 105 today. And 105 to 108 tomorrow.
President Biden has unveiled new measures to battle the heat with a focus on people who work outside.
The acting Secretary of Labor will work with her team to intensify enforcement, increasing inspections in high-risk industries like construction and agriculture.
There's where lawyers for former President Trump met today with special counsel Jack Smith's team. CBS's Scott McFarlane outside the federal courthouse in Washington.
The grand jury that has been part of this investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election has been seen inside the courthouse. They weren't seen here yesterday. They weren't seen here Tuesday. And every sighting is potentially vital because we know what a week and a half ago, former President Trump got that target letter, which indicates a federal charge is likely, if not imminent.
LeBron James says on social media his family is safe and healthy 3 days after his oldest son, Bronny, went into cardiac arrest at a basketball practice. The 18-year-old only spent a brief time in intensive care, which is seen as a positive sign for his long-term recovery. 4 years ago, at age 14, Alicia Navarro vanished without a trace in Arizona. This week, she walked into a Montana police station appearing healthy and happy. Police Lieutenant Scott Waite says she's not in any trouble.
Every indication she's given us so far is that she willfully left her home, her own free will and choice. Now, the dynamics surrounding that decision are obviously something that we're looking into.
The girl's mother says on Facebook, miracles do exist. CBS's Jen Clark now with the story of an unusual lawsuit.
A Texas couple is suing a Maryland Airbnb owner after they found cameras hidden inside smoke detectors in the bedroom and the bathroom. The woman and her fiance had been intimate in the bathroom and says that she feels shame and embarrassment. The owner is behind bars for a different charge, and the police found a safe in his house with more hidden cameras. The couple is suing for $75,000.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 121 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 168, and the S&P is up about 31 points. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be... Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Today may not be the best day to visit the Wildwood Park and Zoo in Marshfield. Zoo staff said the animals are much less active in the heat and some of them have been moved indoors. Those that are still outside are choosing to spend time in off-habitat areas. The animals are being kept cool with Mr. Hoses, popsicles, and ice. If you need a place to cool down today in Wood County, there are several options. Area libraries are available and a great idea for families. McMillan Memorial Library in Wisconsin Rapids, the Lester Public Library of Vesper, and the Marshfield Library are open until 8 p.m. The Pittsville Public Library is open until 5, the Nakusa Library until 6, and the Arpin Library until 7. The Centralia Center in Wisconsin Rapids and the Marshfield Senior Center are open until 4:30. Walmart in both towns is open until 11 p.m. tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 94. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 66. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, highs level off around 86.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Right now, 87.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Thursday, the 27th of July, 2023.
Well, I guess I'm fantastical.
Very good. That's what we like to hear. Let me just tell you this off the start of the show. If you haven't heard, if you haven't got out of bed yet at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's blazing hot out. All right, I know it's a first world problem. I mean, it's a global problem, quite frankly, but it is darn hot. We have a heat advisory in effect for much of the state of Wisconsin throughout the afternoon into this evening. And in all seriousness, if you have someone in your family who is an elderly person who might live alone, who might be immunocompromised, to have health problems, please check on them and make sure they're doing okay today.
Yeah, I was going to say it might be a first world problem for us because we're relatively healthy and have at least mostly climate-controlled buildings, but right. It is dangerous if you don't.
It is. It's super dangerous, and particularly for people that have no choice, that have to work outside. And so we're thinking of them today. Of course, the UPS folks that are driving the trucks around, I think you guys talked about that a little bit on Town Call before we came on here. But the union represents the Teamsters, representing the UPS drivers. Apparently, it seems, though, have won in the strike, gotten most of the concessions that they have asked for, including those air-conditioned trucks. So we congratulate them. And I mean, can you imagine? Think about this. I mean, heat indexes today are supposed to be like well over 100 degrees alone. Now drive around in a brown truck in this, unair conditioned. I don't care if they have white tops on the painting on the top or not. I mean, it's like driving around an oven.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what color it is. You're going to be bacon.
Yeah, bacon and in bits. So thinking about all those folks like our UPS, FedEx drivers, others who are on the road, milk truck drivers, folks that might not have air conditioning today, farmers, of course. My granddad were alive, he'd say, suck it up. You know, I mean, he finally, his last tractor was a Deutz, a German tractor, green Deutz. And it had air condition, had a cab, had air condition. But I think all the tractors, Minneapolis Moline's before that, there was no air condition. It was just out in the elements. So thinking of all of our farmers and ag producers today as well. Going to go on a couple of issues today. Going to start off with the Trump indictment. It looks like Donald J. Trump is going to be indicted once again, this time for January 6th. We're going to break this down courtesy of Robert Costas, from CBS, great reporter over at CBS. He has laid out a lot of this in order. We're going to go through this and take your calls as well. And also in this, probably this hour, we'll see how the first subject goes, but was out in Richland Center last night. The RC in the drift list, we had Kat Hadley from Patriotic Millionaires on yesterday They had another one of their sessions last night. Great attendance at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Dewey and Andrea doing a great job fixing a great meal there at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. And really a great program. And one of the people last night asked the question, why are you here? And if you haven't joined us before, Patriotic Millionaires is literally a group of millionaires throughout America who have said, you know what, we've done very well. We're thankful for that, but we simply don't feel that we're paying our share, fair share in taxes. And that if people like us, the one percenters paid a little more, that means that folks on the bottom would pay less and have more, and it would make our community stronger. And they don't focus on the cultural differences, you understand. There's no talk of you know, abortion or you know, LGBTQ or any of those things that are very important issues, but tend to drive people apart. What they just say, we're here to talk about one thing, money, and how taxes affect the money that we have. Really smart idea. And so one of the people last night at the meeting in Richland Center had a great question and simply said, why are you here? 5,000 person town in Richland Center. And they pointed out that one of the main reason they're here is to help empower you, to give you information, the facts, so that you then can go to your legislators, both state and federal, and start asking these questions and pin them down and demand that they do better in the legislature and in Congress. And even that, I could tell there's some skepticism from folks like, well, you know, can we really make a difference? Well, we're going to go through later this hour a great story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from back in 2018 that pointed out that Richland County in particular from 1990 through 2016 was one of only 19 counties in America, in the United States of America, one of 19, that had voted the same way that the eventual winner for the presidential election. So from 1990 through 2016, they voted, Richland County voted the same way that America voted in electing a president. So it's a bellwether county in America. And then the Journal Sentinel looked at Southwest Wisconsin, kind of just south of La Crosse. Our listeners there on the Eagle in La Crosse, all the way kind of over to Baraboo, and then down to Monroe, that whole southwest quarter, kind of the Driftless area, how that is a very swingy part of the state. I'm not talking about swings in the basement. I'm talking about the way that they voted back and forth between Republican and Democrat. So we're going to take a look at voting in Wisconsin. Why, once again, Wisconsin's going to be so pivotal in this race in 2024. And, of course, your calls as well, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Come on back now. This is the Todd Allball Show on a hot Thursday afternoon on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. Feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum, 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 bum. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Bum, 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 bum. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Bum, 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 bum. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock on a Thursday, the 27th of July. Mr. Sommers, I had that song in my head today when I came in the studio, and he dialed it up. It's appropriate. It's appropriate because it feels like we're in a dream once again with yet another, it looks like, indictment of Donald Trump on the horizon. And before I get into that quickly, I was remiss in my opening comments there for the show. Today, the 27th of July, the birthday of my fine father, James Albo. So congratulations. Happy birthday, Dad. Jim Albo up there in Shawano, or as they say locally, Shawano. No, they don't. That's how it's spelled. It looks like Shawano, but it's pronounced Shawano. Was up there this weekend. Saw him and my stepmom, Mary, so that was fantastic. And I believe they are traveling across the state through Bull Falls Radio Land over to the Tap Country in Eau Claire. And got to see my sister and her family in Eau Claire. So,
although speaking of things with music and the show opening, yes. We just got a text from somebody listening in Madison saying that they love the George Michael theme music. Always puts me in a good mood while doing housework and listening to your show.
Well, fantastic. I appreciate that. Thank you. I picked that up. Mr. Zombers and I worked together on it. But I'm a big George Michael fan. Just think he was a fascinating personality, largely misunderstood, had a lot of demons like a lot of musicians and artists do, like we all do. I think he has a great voice. I just love the tune. And also it talks about freedom, which it doesn't matter whether we're Republicans or Democrats or independents or whatever. We all are after freedom. I think it represents this show. We're pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. We're pursuing freedom for everyone. We want people to be free in this country. Good gosh.
Right? All we have to see is that I don't belong to you and you don't belong to me.
That's right. Great. Some great lyrics.
Yeah, freedom.
Some great lyrics as well as that song, Freedom. Well, thank you. We appreciate that listener here in Madison on WMDX. You can text us at 844-967-2789. The best way to text us. Text us is to download the Civic Media app. You can do so by going to your app store on your Android or iPhone device. Simply type in the search bar, Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. You can download it. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King over there at CBS calls a deal, right? Free in less than 1 minute. Download the Civic Media app, and you can text. There's a little button now right there on the app that says text, and also call. Or do it the old-fashioned way. Pick up the phone, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. So a top story at this hour across many of the news networks, including CNN, Donald Trump this afternoon is saying that his attorneys had what he's calling, quote, a productive meeting with the Department of Justice this afternoon. He is trying to buy himself a couple of weeks, according to reports. Grand jury hearing evidence of the special counsel probe at a meeting today. If you were listening to Matt Flynn yesterday on Matt Flynn Direct, as I was, Matt Flynn believes an indictment is coming down soon, yet again, this one revolving around January 6th. But as Matt Flynn likes to say, I love this saying, hey, an attorney can indict a ham sandwich. Right? It just means that the burden of proof to get indictment isn't real high. generally speaking. Has to be a really weak case not to get an indictment from a grand jury. So here now, this is reporting from Robert Costa, great reporter at CBS, put together this line of tweets. I think it's fantastic. It kind of shortens this all up and explains it to us. So I'd like to go through this a little bit and invite your calls. What do you think on this pending indictment, this one revolving around January 6th for the Trumpster? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. According to Robert Costa, he says, hours after the polls closed on November 3rd of 2020, shortly after 2 a.m. on November 4th, day after the election, Trump falsely claims he won. What was discussed in the campaign war rooms in both the map and the map room? What did Trump say? What pressure was put on Fox executives, Department of Justice officials, and political officials? All right, that's the first thing they're going to look at. On November 4th, day after the election, did Trump privately tell others he knew he had lost? This is where some of the Mark Meadows stuff comes in. Other people around him who the grand jury has brought in under oath and talked to him. What did Trump basically confess or admit to those around him? Look, hey, I know I lost, but we're going to try to win this thing behind people's back. Did he say anything like that? Did he suggest it in any way? According to Robert Costa and other people, other attorneys, this is a crucial point. Because if Trump admitted to those around him or inferred that he knew he lost and then went on and did these actions anyway, that goes a long way to it, what in the legal terms they refer to as intent. Unlike Matt Flynn and Maggie Dawn, another great program at 6 o'clock here on the Civic Media Radio Network, I am not an attorney. I don't try to play one either on the radio or streaming. I have worked for an attorney, spent a long time in politics, so I understand the law, but I'm not here to give out legal advice. But I can tell you that in legal parlance, what grand juries and judges will look for in particular is the intent. The intent of a defendant. Well, I mean, so the guy made a mistake, the girl made a mistake. Clearly, it looks like the law was broken, but what was their intent? So what Trump told people on the early morning hours of November 4th matters a lot. They're going to focus on conversations that Trump had on November 4th of 2020. Here's one of the quotes that's been leaked. Quote, how the hell did we lose the vote to Joe Biden? Unquote. Trump allegedly asked that of Kellyanne Conway on those early morning hours after the election. Wanted to know how he lost. On November 6th, Rudy Giuliani arrived at Trump headquarters in Arlington. Starts to claim that he has countless affidavits about election fraud. What did he tell Trump's lawyers? Did he put anything into motion? Later that day, Giuliani and others in the Oval Office discussed court strategy. What was said? See, all this is building a narrative for Jack Smith, the prosecutor. Moving forward to November 7th, the Associated Press declared Joe Biden the winner. And of course, Donald Trump erupts. Mitch McConnell stays cool, doesn't want to rattle Trump. Has Senator Cornyn privately tell Biden a confidence to not have Biden call McConnell. Said, look, just don't have him call me. I don't want to interact. Here's the quote from former Senator, from Senator Cornyn. Quote, we're in a delicate situation. It won't help things if Biden is calling. So that was going down kind of behind the scenes. Again, this is reporting of Robert Costa of CBS News. On November 7th, Hope Hicks, another Trump confidant, meets in Arlington, wonders if Trump will concede, if he can eventually find a way out of this. Several Trump advisors go to see Trump a bit later, and he brushes off that talk about conceding. And then, of course, you had Giuliani at the Four Seasons. Remember that? Giuliani and the Trump people were going to have this press conference to talk about how Trump won, and they went online to book the Four Seasons Hotel. Well, they were so incompetent that they booked the four, they gave out the address to all the press of Four Seasons Landscaping.
It's honestly impressive. I feel like anytime I hear that story, I also think about there's a restaurant in Manitowoc called Four Seasons. And I just keep thinking, like, what if some of them showed up there? Like, it's not even the right state, but I wouldn't be surprised.
It could happen. And of course, that was a debacle, but they tried to pull it off like, oh, no, we meant to be here. On the evening of November 7th, Trump's furious in a White House meeting. Trump pressures allies and advisors to fight on, not to waver, dismisses talk of calmly working the courts, scowls at talk of conceding. What did he say? Did he articulate plans to pick up thousands of votes in various states? And if so, how? On November 8th of 2020, Trump ramps up his plans to fight Biden's victory. Sidney Powell, attorney, Giuliani, are seen entering the White House together. What happened at that meeting? November 9th, Trump seeks a tighter grip on the cabinet. Mark Meadows, then chief of staff, calls Secretary Esper, says he's out. Not supporting Trump enough, so they got rid of Esper. On November 9th, Pence's team is on edge. Wants to show solidarity with Trump. Pence tweets, quote, it ain't over till it's over, unquote. But privately, Pence allegedly said, quote, get him the hell out of D.C., the hell out of crazy town. That according to Pence advisor Marty Obst, who tells Mark Short and then Pence's chief of staff. So again, we allegedly, under oath, have all these people around Trump, including Pence's top people, saying that Pence privately saying, get Trump the hell out of D.C., he lost. It's over. Pence knew it. On November 9th, Pompeo meets privately with General Mark Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff. Says, quote, the crazies are taking over. That's what Pompeo says. Mike Pompeo, Secretary. The crazies are taking over, he tells the chairman. At that time, Flynn, Powell, Giuliani, Lindell. That's right. The pillow guy, the My Pillow guy. Think about this. The My Pillow guy is in White House meetings with some of the top people of the country at the time in 2020.
We're truly in the bad timeline.
I mean, this is remarkable stuff. Think, you turn on your television, you can't miss the guy. He's trying to bring his company back in Minnesota because so many people aren't buying it. A, the product is crap, and B, the guy is spooky crazy. The MyPillow guy is conspiring with Trump's people in 2020. This is what Pompeo says to Joint Chiefs Mark Milley, who again has testified under oath to this grand jury. Quote, he's in a very dark place right now, unquote, he's saying of Trump. Again, this is reporting by Robert Costa from CBS News on this impending indictment of Donald Trump, the newest indictment that is allegedly coming down, could come down today. Still waiting on news. This, according to Robert Costas, is just some of what's in this reporting. On November 10th, Intel officials alarmed following Esper's firing, of course, the defense secretary. What is Trump up to? What's going on? Quote, we are on the way to a right-wing coup, unquote. That's what the CIA tells Milley. The CIA tells the Joint Chairman, Chiefs of Staff, quote, we are on our way to a right-wing coup. That's what people were saying back in 2020. That's the evidence they allegedly have on Trump. What do you think about this? 844-967-2789. Back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. Then at 6, The Maggie Don Show. On Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Small municipalities across Wisconsin receive grants from the state to fund public improvement projects. Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday that 21 municipalities would receive more than $20 million in funds for critical public infrastructure projects. The governor said, "These pivotal projects will help our communities build for the future, improve public services, and provide family-sustaining jobs." Among the 21 municipalities are the cities of Hurley and Antigo, who will each receive $1 million for street and utility infrastructure improvements. If you want to bow hunt at the Sandhill Wildlife Area in Babcock this fall, you'll need to submit your application to the DNR by August 14th. They are conducting a research study on deer density in the area. This is the first time an archery hunt will be held in Sandhill since 1968. The two-day hunt will take place September 30th and October 1st. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you're searching for a lawn service that delivers exceptional results, S. Johnson Lawn Service is at your service. With years of experience in the industry, their team specializes in custom designs and complete remodels. And S. Johnson Lawn Service is now hiring drivers and a licensed fertilizer technician.
They're also willing to train.
Visit sjohnsonlawnservice.com or call 715-305-4729 today for a free estimate. That's 715-305-4729. S. Johnson Lawn Service, quality landscaping and design services at competitive prices.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 94. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 66. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, highs level off around 86.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Right now, 87.
Looks like no updates so far other than, according to Donald Trump and the people around him, he says that his attorneys had quote-unquote productive meetings with the Department of Justice earlier today. It appears that Jack Smith is looking to hand down yet another indictment, criminal indictment, against Donald Trump, this time for the events surrounding January 6th, 2021. And working our way through this long thread of great reporting by Robert Costa at CBS News, who's going through this timeline. And this, I think it's helpful because as we move forward and take calls and have discussions, I don't want it just to be a yelling match or a, oh, geez, you're only going after this guy because he's from the other side. You have to look at the facts. Have to look at the facts. And you have to realize what has transpired, what the Department of Justice allegedly has on Donald Trump.
A quick note, we have a Facebook comment. Yes. Now, if you comment on our streams on Facebook or Twitter or whatever you want to call that we can share it on the stream. We have a comment from frequent caller and contributor, Jeff Perry, who says, like Dave Letterman would say, today is 99 and miserable, like Rupert Murdoch.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. 99 and miserable. Yes, thank you. It's fantastic. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate that contribution. You could go on the Facebook and on the Twitter. I'm not calling the X. I'm still going to call it Twitter. Go on Twitter, Facebook.
Like everyone else.
Or the Civic Media page as well. Join in the fun. We're streaming live on the new StreamYard. I don't look any better, but the design around me looks much better. So that's exciting. Or you could call into the phone line, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. So let's continue on now with this reporting from Robert Costa from CBS News, allegedly what the Department of Justice, Jack Smith, now has on Donald Trump. This is the reason the indictment allegedly is coming down either today or very, very soon. Picking up this timeline, going back to November 10th of 2021, pardon me, 2020. So the Intelligence Committee is alarmed following the firing of the Defense Secretary Esper. And so CIA goes to the Joint Chairman of the Chiefs of Staff, Milley, and says, quote, we are on the way to a right-wing coup, unquote. On that same day, November 10th, in the Oval Office, Donald Trump allegedly said, quote, I don't care about my legacy, to Hope Hicks, unquote. He says, quote, my people expect me to fight, unquote. November 11th, seeking more influence at Department of Justice, then Chief of Staff Mark Meadows floats Kash Patel becoming the Deputy FBI Director. Bill Barr, the Attorney General, said, quote, over my dead body, unquote. This is fascinating stuff to me. Because, I mean, Bill Barr is no saint, you understand. And yet, even Bill Barr says some of these people that Trump wanted to put in, quote, over my dead body. This is good stuff. On November 12th, 2020, the Department of Homeland Security, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency stated that the election, quote, was the most secure in history, unquote. And Donald Trump erupts. They fired Chris Krebs. The question, what did Trump say? Did he pressure officials? On November 19th, Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani are at the Republican National Committee. They're pushing these false conspiracy theories of foreign influence on the U.S. election, which none of it was true. Completely unsubstantiated. In the West Wing, pushing aides to be loyal to Trump, making wild claims. Giuliani and Sidney Powell are. Some of the aides begin to resign. Others decide to stay. Fast forward to December 14th. That's when the Electoral College cast their ballots. It was a turning point. After weeks of wandering around and conspiracy theories and losing court battles, things are grim inside the Trump White House. Many House Republicans back the friend of the court brief, backing the Texas lawsuit, asking South Carolina to block, pardon me, the Supreme Court, to block some state counts. They're trying to basically do the same thing that happened in 2000, trying to say we're going to stop a recount. The 14th, pardon me, mid-December, Sidney Powell begins pushing Trump to issue an executive order to take control of the vote count, culminating in the infamous December 18th, 2020 meeting featuring a large group of aides shouting over whether Powell should be brought into the White House, voting machines seized. I mean, this is, I'm reading this kind of, I'm trying to do it more in a news fashion and not get too dramatic about it. But again, we've had a lot of writers on this show lately. If you'd have a writer's meeting and pitch this to an executive, I don't know they'd take this script. It's too crazy. It's too predictable. I mean, to have the president of the United States and people around him suggesting that they should take control of voting machines by presidential authority. It's no wonder that an indictment is coming down any minute. Fast forward, according to this reporting from CBS News' Robert Costa, mid to late December in 2020, relations between Giuliani and Powell fray. Attorney General Bill Barr dismisses the idea of appointing a special counsel. Trump is irate. Don't worry, Giuliani and others assured him, we still have another play. Mike Pence. Late December, Pence, under pressure, talks to former Vice President Dan Quayle. Remember him? George H.W. Bush's Vice President Dan Quayle? Pence talks to Dan Quayle and his lawyers. What can he do? Turns out, nothing. But plays out his deliberation. So Dan Quayle allegedly told Mike Pence, look, you can't do anything. It's over. Several members of Congress wonder what they could do. Several Trump aides tell them to talk to someone developing a memo. Who was that? John Eastman. Of course, John Eastman came to Wisconsin, talked to Robert Voss. And even still, after Joe Biden was sworn in, John Eastman trying to convince Robert Voss here in Wisconsin to try to overturn the results in Wisconsin. Going to go to the phone lines in just one moment. Want to finish this up. Reporting by CBS News' Robert Costa. December 30th, 2020, an escalation. Talk becomes action. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri announces he will object. Other GOP senators sign on to object. Movement to do the same in the House grows. That same day, a tweet from Donald J. Trump. It says, quote, January 6th. See you in D.C. ! Unquote. December 30th, 2020, Bannon speaks privately with Trump by phone. Allegedly said this, quote, you've got to return to Washington and make a dramatic return today. You've got to call Pence and call Pence off the effing ski slopes and get him back here today. This is a crisis. We're going to bury Biden on January 6th, unquote. Allegedly, this is the evidence of the grand jury. Early in January, a fever pitch. January 2nd, the Eastman memo circulates. January 3rd, Pence meets with the Senate parliamentarian, clarifies he has no authority. January 4th, Trump pressures Pence into the Oval and Eastman is there. January 5th, Trump one-on-one with Pence in the Oval. Meanwhile, Willard in the war room takes charge. And ultimately, CBS hears a special counsel is looking closely at key junctures in post-election period where Trump spoke about his intent. Let me say that again. His intent to overturn the election and how he explained his plan to do so, with all pressure points explored, investigating an alleged conspiracy. See why I brought up that word intent early on? It appears that Trump expressed intent of overturning the 2020 election. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark in the SAC, appreciate you holding, my friend. What say you?
Well, not a problem, and thanks for taking my call. And it's disturbing to me that there's 63% of Republicans, apparently, that don't think that Joe Biden is legitimate president of the United States. They don't think he actually won the election. And the only reason they're thinking that is because all these Republicans for years now have been saying that, you know, that the election was stolen from them, the election was stolen from them. And every single one of these politicians, these Republicans and their aides and their lackeys and all their little confidants that participated in this, that should be ejected from office, they all have violated their oaths of office. I mean, their duty is to the United States, not to Donald Trump. And I mean that. And I had to be really careful to avoid any FCC, you know, because it's...
Appreciate that.
I mean, I'm spitting tacks right now because yeah. These guys, I mean, Robin Voss and all those, you know, that Fitzgerald and a host of other Republicans in our state house right now participated in this, supported this nonsense that they're going to stand by Donald Trump and overturn the election. I mean, none of them belong in office anymore, period.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact of the matter is they've clearly violated their oath of office. Their oath is not to Donald Trump. It's not to their party. It is to the Constitution of the United States, and their duty is to uphold that Constitution. The fact that they did not, when they heard this stuff going on, that Trump is pulling this stuff, they did not come out and say, this is what Donald Trump is doing, and didn't report it. I mean, yeah. It goes to show that they have no character at all, period. I mean, I can't imagine that some of the, you know, even Tommy Thompson, who I have big disagreements with, if he's a position, know this stuff is going on, mm-hmm. They're asking about this stuff, would have been shouting the clarion call. Dale Schultz would have been shouting the clarion call.
Mm-hmm.
These guys have no business being in office, and the first question they should be asked, what do you think about this? And unless they're able to say that Donald Trump betrayed his oath of office, that they have no business being, you know, that representatives of the people, because they have not represented the people, they've represented themselves and whatever corrupt group of supporters that they actually have. I mean, it's just, maybe I'm being hyperbolic here, but these guys are just, they're traitors to their oaths, they're traitors to the people, they're traitors to the United States. And they might not like that, might stand that, yeah, but T.S., I mean, it is just...
Mark, let me ask you this. I went through, I love your calls. I appreciate you listening. I know it took a long time going through that timeline. I thought it was great reporting by Robert Costa at CBS News. And the reason I did this is because I want to be on the record of going through and laying out what the evidence is, allegedly, by Department of Justice. And when you hear that in sequence, and when you hear it and look at it, and the quotes that allegedly Department of Justice has, and this is probably only just a small part of what caused this, what seems to be a forthcoming indictment, I'm just amazed by that. I got 20 seconds. What are your thoughts?
I'm amazed too. But we knew that some of the stuff, while it was happening, we knew some of the stuff was going on. We knew that, you know, that Trump was getting advice, just declare yourself the victor. And
I agree with you, Mark. Got to cut you off. Sorry. Back with more after this on the Todd Allball Show.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, check in with a little network news across America, around the world. Some state headlines courtesy of Terry Bell and the Civic Media News team. A check of weather, and then back with our second hour. Talking this hour along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, wanted to take time to go through. I know it was detailed. I know it was a lot of stuff there. But I want to be on record, and I haven't found a better, more concise timeline to January 6th than this Robert Costa reporting at CBS, laying out in detail some of the alleged quotes from people who said these things under oath to the special prosecutor, Jack Smith, and apparently now from all reporting across many networks, and Trump verifying himself that his attorneys met with special counsel today. We're expecting yet another indictment, a criminal indictment, this one focusing on January 6th, and Trump's involvement, and it all goes back, or much of it goes back again, to his intent. What did he intend to do? Allegedly, he appears that he intended to overturn the election, knowingly, allegedly. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones up to beautiful Marshfield. Mike in Marshfield, are you listening to us on Bull Falls Radio or WFHR or on the app?
WFHR.
All right, fantastic. Great station up there in WFHR. What say you, Mike, on this subject?
Well, my question is, have you read Trump's speech from January 6th?
It's been a while, but yes, I've gone through it and seen it. Yes.
And in my opinion, when I read it, there was nothing that said, I don't know what words you want to use, where he's been charged with things or they continue to keep trying him with things. You know, he says we got to fight for things, like pretty much every politician, every coach. I used to coach my kids in cage club and AAU basketball, and I said you got to fight for that ball, different things like that. If you read his speech, per words, I don't know where there's any incitement or whatever your words they want to use. But the thing regarding January 6th, I don't know how you can prove what his intent was. I guess when you look at that was 2.5 years ago, January 6th, or more than 2.5 years ago. Don't you think that the Democrats they're scared of Trump? I mean, why else? If he wasn't running for president, we wouldn't be talking about this right now, would we?
I would hope so. I mean, I think that I'm one that thinks that you should follow the law, you know, and whether it's pursuing the truth or pursuing the truth of the law. And I don't care whether it's Donald Trump or Hunter Biden. I think that every case where the law is violated should be, the evidence should be laid out. People should have a fair trial. You should have a trial of your peers, and whatever that jury decides, that's it. So I believe in following the law, whether the guy's running for president or not. I think you make a great point about the speech. I don't know. In everything that's reported by Robert Costa from CBS, all his reporting here, I don't see anything where he mentions Trump's actual speech on January 6th. What he's laying out here, and this is allegedly what he got in his reporting from the Department of Justice, what they have, or at least partly what they have, the evidence they have, the reason why they would bring another indictment, is all these meetings that happened either in the White House with Sidney Powell, with Rudy Giuliani, Mark Milley, all these people, where he's telling his own advisors behind closed doors what his intent was. And these people then testified under oath to this grand jury. So I don't see anything in here, to your point, about the speech that Trump made, although I would say that, say, quote, we're going to march down there, we're going to march to the Capitol, and we're going to give them, we're going to fight like hell. I think that was inciting something that he already set up. But the speech alone, I mean, that's free speech, right? I mean, I don't think you can necessarily charge a guy with an indictment over a speech he made.
Yet they did. They impeached him again over that.
I don't believe it was simply over that speech. I think it was many of the things that I've just laid out here by this other reporting, where you had the Joint Chiefs of Staff allegedly telling the Attorney General and others that we are approaching a right-wing coup based on evidence that Trump's own government had.
So, and fair enough. I don't know what went on behind closed doors. If he actually said to his top advisors that my intent is to not allow Joe Biden to be confirmed. Now, if he said there's a reason for it based on the law, this is the reason. I think that's different than saying my intent, my goal is to not leave office under any circumstances. Sure, then I think we've got an issue there.
Right.
But if he said based on this, this is what our plan is moving forward. Again, I don't know the law. I know the Constitution. I've read it. Mm. I'm not an expert on it. I know there's, I know this with law because I've been in the courtroom enough.
Sure.
one lawyer tells this story. The other lawyer tells this story. It's who can convince the judge or the jury that's going to win.
And I think I'm not an attorney either. But that's why, I encourage people to listen to Matt Flynn, the show after hours, because he is an attorney. He does a great job laying things out. But I think that's why you have a grand jury, Mike, because it is a grand jury of your peers. You have to present the evidence. The jury then, it's not the prosecutor who decides whether or not the suspect is, gets the indictment.
Sure.
It's the grand jury based on the evidence that you present them. And sometimes, if Matt Flynn says, hey, you can indict a ham sandwich. So sometimes it's not too hard to get the indictment. Then it goes to trial. And it has to be a trial of your peers. And I believe that everyone is innocent until proven guilty. I can have an opinion about that. But I still believe that everyone is entitled to a fair trial, including Donald Trump.
I agree. And same thing if it ends up being Hunter Biden or Joe Biden.
Sure.
This much I'll say. I do believe this. If Trump was not running for president, this would not be going on. And I agree with your statement before that everybody should be prosecuted if they've committed a crime.
Right.
But I think if they indict him again and he's found nothing again, like they have two or three or four times with the impeachments,
right,
and the other things, if that's the case, they're going to keep going after this guy until he's no longer president.
Mike, really appreciate the call there, Marshfield. Thank you so much for listening. I'm up against the clock. I want to get everybody in. Let's go to Joe in Madison. Joe, you got about a minute and 20 seconds. It's all yours. Go ahead, Joe in Madison.
Thank you for the timeline. I hope you repeat it again because it was really helpful and gave great information. I would say in response to the caller, I believe his name is Mike, who just called, thank him for calling. But I would refer him to what Mark had said previous to this, which is that every single person who participated in this had a duty not to Donald Trump, but to the Constitution. Their duty was not to reelect Trump. Their duty was to the Constitution. There were over 60 cases that Trump lost about the election. And he had the opportunity when January 6th got started to do something about it. He could see what was happening there, and he stood in his office and watched it on television as the mayhem that happened, the police officers that were injured and had bear spray sprayed in their eyes. He did not have he told the National Guard to stand down. They didn't participate, and he stood still for hours.
Joe, I agree with you very much. Sorry, I got up against a break. Joe and Madison, thanks for calling back and forth for this. Don't go anywhere. Hour two straight ahead on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcast. Casting at 97.5 FM.